Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, so I'm going to get to your calls here in just a moment. We're talking about money. Do you like using cash, or do you use a debit card or a tap and pay or a credit card? Look, I'm going to take Billy Nungesser's advice, and I got some also advice from others to not use my debit card anymore, to use a credit card or cash. So I'm going to start using my credit card. Plus, it builds up miles for me to get tickets on Southwest. Before we get to that, I took a road trip last night. I just decided to take a little drive. So I took a road trip. I went to Bucky's last night, just to get a sandwich. They're doing some work on one of the bridges over the Pearl River. I forgot which one it was. I want to say it was the West Pearl. But traffic, I was stuck in traffic for 1 hour. There were times that it was just not moving, and I spent 1 hour in traffic. So the trip to Bucky's was 2 hours rather than just under an hour. That was kind of a pain in the butt. They're doing some work on the bridge, and it was all down to one lane, but then everybody had to look and see the work that they were doing. It sped up right after that, but yeah, they were doing some work there. Coming back, which was about 11 o'clock, 10:30, 11. Coming back, I got caught in a horrific storm, a big, big thunderstorm. I kind of liked it because my car needed to be washed anyway. So, there was some big thunderstorms in St. Tammany and Hancock County last night after 10 o'clock, and I got caught in that driving back. But, man, it was just fun to get in the car and go to Bucky's and grab a little food, grab some snacks. In fact, I brought Ian a snack. This looked really good. It's what is it? It's popcorn. It's popcorn with some drizzle on it.
Drizzled caramel corn, black and white variety, which, you know, I understand Bucky's is a national company, but easy black and gold tie-in here.
Well, yeah, but I think they're going for more of the race relations black and white.
It's a racist popcorn.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay. Well, no, it's a non-racist.
Because the black and white, they're getting along.
It's non-racist. Yeah, and I think it all gets along in your system. It's kind of like that black and white cookie.
Well, we'll see. Let's see. I'm going to open this up.
Yeah, taste it and see if it's good. It looked good. I just wanted to grab something for you.
Let me see here. Drizzled caramel corn from Bucky.
This is one of the big rules in radio. Don't eat on the air. We break it all the time.
Oh.
It's good?
Oh, it's delicious.
Good, cool.
No, this drizzled caramel corn. And the black and white is it seems like it's, you know, chocolate and then white chocolate.
There is so much stuff in Bucky's. So much stuff to grab. But, you know, I was disappointed because I wanted to get the chicken sandwich.
You didn't get the sandwich?
No, they stopped making chicken. The turkey sandwich. I wanted to get the turkey sandwich, and they stopped making turkey at 10 o'clock. And because of the traffic, I didn't get there till after 10. So I missed out on the turkey sandwiches, and I got one of the sandwiches from the refrigerator, which would have been a lot better if I had put it in a microwave. But let me tell you something else that they have in terms of drinks at Buc-ee's that I didn't notice until this trip there. They have cream soda. They have sarsaparilla.
Mm.
They have...
I know about sarsaparilla.
They have cream. It's... cream vanilla.
Vanilla cream
soda. Oh, my God. Vanilla cream. It was delicious. I sipped that on the way home.
Thank you so much for this popcorn.
Yeah, you're delicious. Welcome. You're welcome. Mm-mm. I'm glad you like it.
Let me understand this. Let me color this in a little bit.
Yeah.
You left home at?
Like 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
And you're just telling us this story like it's the most normal thing in the world that you would leave your home at 9 o'clock on a weeknight to drive across state lines to essentially get a sandwich from a gas station.
That's it. That's what it amounts to.
And you just let us all know that, like, oh, I tied my shoes this morning, or I picked up the newspaper.
Yeah, I went to Buc-ee's.
This is kind of weird behavior, man.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I needed gas. So
I drove all that way for the sandwich.
Yeah, and a full tank. By the time I got there, I needed gas. No, I was down to a quarter of a tank, so I needed to fill up, and drove there and filled up and came back. And it doesn't take that much out of my car to drive back with the gas. But the gas at Buc-ee's, if you're driving by a Buc-ee's, stop in there, because the gas is really less expensive than you're going to find anywhere else.
You know, there are some restaurants near where you live.
Well, yeah, there are. And I could probably pick up a sandwich there.
Gas stations.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know,
you think there are a number of gas stations in my neighborhood that I could have just gone there?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have as fun as the story to say, and I wouldn't be eating this delicious Buc-ee's drizzled popcorn, black and white variety.
I love being in my car. I love being in the car. I love driving. And I hit the road. I was listening to Thursday Night Football last night.
What were you listening to?
Yeah, Thursday Night Football, a little Howard Stern, and Thursday Night Football.
Word.
And I enjoyed the drive. So it was I didn't like being in the traffic, but you know, there's nothing I could do about it. So I was just relaxed and just took a drive to Buc-ee's last night. So it was fun to take a little road trip.
You got kind of a newish car too, right? I mean, I know it's new to you. Was it brand new?
Yeah, it was a demo because I decided if I can buy a demo and not take the hit on driving off the showroom floor in terms of depreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I got my car for almost $10,000 less than it listed for a year later.
And let me guess, you used cash?
No, I did.
You did not.
I did. I did use cash.
Are you serious?
I used cash. Well, I traded in my car. I traded in my car, and I paid cash for the. I paid the difference in cash.
What?
I mean,
where did you get all? Well, I don't know how much money it was, and I'm not going to ask you, but it's not walking around money. You had to go to the bank and be like,
oh, yeah, I had to go get
it. I had to make a giant ass withdrawal.
I had to get a cashier's check. I mean, I'm not walking in with like bills.
Okay. See, that's where I was going my mind. Yeah. That would be insane, right?
That would be insane.
You paid cash with the cashier's check.
Yes.
It's not like you walked into the dealership with a suitcase.
No.
How are you, gentlemen? I believe we have a deal.
There's a handcuff on my wrist and a handcuff on the briefcase.
Flipping through the money.
No, it wasn't.
We got to count these up, Mr. Scoot. It'll be just a moment while we let the teller count out this money before you drive off with your new car.
Mr. Scoot, we need to tell you you're $2
crazy,
short.
Man. No. It's all there. You counted it again.
Third time they counted, it comes out to be right. All right. I know we've got to get to a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.